No more, no more, no more, no more. Ooh, love that song.
大家好，今天我们节目一开始 Adam 就唱 No more, no more, no more,
no more, no more, hit the road, Jack.
希望你不要把节目就先停掉啊。那我们今天要说的呢，就是英语里面的 No. There are actually many, many different ways of saying no.
That's right.
Different words that mean that express the same idea.
Right.
大家好，我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
那今天的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你呢，就要跟你分享这些你课本上没有学过的 no 的说法。好，那我们上一期的节目说过 yes，它的很多演变。今天说 no， 那你把我们的节目其实我觉得收集起来看，真的可以学到很多的东西，而且我们通常它是会有一个consistency, there's a running theme.
Right.
We try to, 就是在一个主题里面啊，教大家一些英语，所以到我们的微信公众号开言英语来查看我们的这些文字推送音频节目。好，那先说一下啊，这个 no, 它的很多演变我觉得都是以 n 开头的。
Right, yeah.
和我们上次的 yes 节目可能有一点点不一样。
Right.
但是呢，同样的 no, 它也会变成不同的词。对吧？我们先来说这个最常用的。
Okay, nope,
nope,
nope.
上次 yes 有一个 yep,
yep, nope.
所以后面都能加个 p，
just p, yeah,
the p sound.
Right.
但是这个真的拼起来不是 n o p， 是 n o p e。对 ，nope,
nope. Right, because if you didn't have the e, then if you wrote it, it would look like nop. And then what's that? What's nop?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
So nope, yeah, N-O-P-E.
Nope. 所以这个 nope 呢，我觉得它的语气就是很轻松，很 casual 的、
right.
对吗？因为有的时候你如果跟一个人说 no, 可能也有点强硬。
Right.
比如我邀请你去吃午饭，说 Adam, do you want to join me for lunch?
No.
对，然后我就说，哎呀，我得罪你了吗？ Did I do something wrong?
Right, right, right.
But if I asked Adam, do you want to join me for lunch?
Even nope. Nope is still kind of...
Oh, 对哦。
Yeah, maybe even not for lunch. But maybe like, Adam, did you like your lunch?
You know,
nope.
Nope?
Nope. Yeah.
好像反正 no 都是不太好的，就对了，都是 it's a rejection after all, right?
Yeah, you're so right, you're so right.
但是呢，总而言之，我觉得 nope adds more...positivity.
You're so, yeah, you're right. Because they're all going to be negative. You're saying no.
对，都是这种否定的，然后都是 rejection of some sort, 都是一种拒绝，对吧？
Right.
但是至少说 nope, 语气稍微 it softens the tone.
Right, exactly.
就是会把语气软化一些啊。Speaking of tone softeners,、
okay.
就是软化语气的这些词，我觉得下面一个也是比较客气的。
Nah.
你听起来很像一个羊在叫。
Yeah, a little bit.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah, nah. It just kind of, you know, like, hey, Adam, do you want to go to the party tonight? Nah. Like, I'm tired.
对对对。我觉得 nah 好像比 nope 更加客气一点。
Yes, yeah.
对吧、
nah.
Nope 也还是怎么说比较坚定的一种 you know, negative.、不去不要。
Right, right, right.
Whereas nah is like,Nah, 听起来好像你是在犹豫 You're sitting on the fence
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, I'm still hesitating.
对 but at the end,、
yeah.
your answer is no.
Nah.
对就是想了一下 Nah. 对所以我觉得如果你在说 no 的时候不想让人感觉你是完全一下就拒绝他、或者你真的不喜欢一个什么东西 This is a good word to
right,
use.
Yeah,
对吧、比如同样的问题我再问你 Do you want to join me for lunch?
Nah, I better stay at the office.
对，我觉得这个听起来就没有那么的强硬。
Right, right,
对吧
right.
It doesn't sound as harsh.
Right.
Nah. 好。那，诶，好，既然说到就是比较客气啊，比较 polite, you know, you want to sound, not as harsh.
Right.
I think this next one's really good too.
Uh-uh.
诶，这个我们说 yes 的时候。So they're quite similar.
They are quite similar. The problem is when people write these, especially in text messages, because this one is spelled U-H-U-H, and the positive one, the yes one, is U-H-H-U-H, right? Yeah, but so you need to pay attention if you are actually writing this word. But most people just say it.
他们
No way,
No way, 是吧
way,、
我觉得黑人的女孩子很喜欢
Ain't no way,
对对对，大家看很多那个、GIF 就是
sure,、
就是从那个情景喜剧里面搞一个黑人女生，然后她就翻白眼，然后就
No way、children also really like this too.
对
You know, oh, do you want to play with your toys?
Yeah, 而且特别那种 teenage 十几岁的人
yes,
什么都是
Yeah, exactly. Adam, go clean your room.
所以这个听起来就是很 whiny, 就是一种对吧很抱怨的、
yeah.
所以大家从just judging by the sound of it, you can kind of figure out、
right.
it's a no. 你觉得这个男的用会怪吗？比较适合女生还是 doesn't matter?
Doesn't really matter. I think girls probably use it. Girls and children probably use it more because, you know, guys are more forceful. Just
so,
no.
Or no way.
No way.
Or no way, Jose.
No way, Jose.、Yeah.
我们就来讲讲这几个吧。好 no way, 这个大家可能学过、
no、
就没门、
right.
对吧、
right. yeah.
这个也是美国人口语里面很喜欢用的。
Yeah. No way.
No,
no way.
No way.
No way.
但是还有一句呢很可爱的就是在 no way 后面又加了一个人的名字。
Jose.
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 那这个大家在今天文本里会看到它其实是 J-O-S-E、然后那个 E 上面有一个小的一撇像我们第二声、
right.
但这个不念 Jose、
yeah.
这个念 Jose
yeah, Jose
because it's Spanish
it's Spanish、right.
对其实这个 No way Jose 呢它也没有特别的意思 Jose 也不是某一个人不是特定的意思只是 it rhymes
it rhymes yeah yeah yeah
so
exactly
it's also a cutesy 就是比较可爱的一个说法
it's cute it's cute that's right but it is stillstrong, firm.
Definitely.
No way, no way, Jose. I am not
no
doing
way,
that.
No way, Jose. 对。诶，那这个用的时候可以跟谁用？
Probably your friends.
朋友直接。
Yeah, it's the
no
best
way.
No way,
Jose.
Adam, we found a girl for you to go on a blind date. I would say.
去相亲。
Right, I would say, no way, Jose.
不要跟你老板说。比如老板跟你说 can you give me that report by 4 p.m.?
no,
no
way,
Jose. 老板气死了或者老板真的叫 Jose
Yeah, that'd be maybe, yeah
好那接下来我们再看啊上次说 yes 我记得我们说过一个 yes sir、yes sir、
right.
然后这个 no 里面也有一个什么、
yep.
不是 no sir 是 no
No siree
No siree
yeah,
对对对、
no Sometimes they even say no siree Bob
哦是吗
I don't know who Bob is, it doesn't matter.
Is that an Aussie thing as well? Because in Australia they say like, Bob's your
Bob's
uncle.
Your uncle.
这个是个口头禅、yeah. 意思就是 you know, you got it.
I think Bob is just, it's just, you know, this name is short for Robert, so it's just a really common name.
It's like Jose,
yeah,
it doesn't、
exactly.
mean anything,
yeah,
and it's no one.
Jose is Spanish for Joe, right? Which is also a very common name.
对对对就像中文说的王老五那个意思啊。好那 No Siri,
No Siri.
这个 No Siri,Siri 吗
no, Siri.
Apple 哦 Siri
yeah, yeah.
我念成 Siri 你把正确的再讲一遍
Okay, so if you're talking to your iPhone, you say no Siri If you're talking to someone who you are rejecting some way, no Siri
这个 Siri 是什么意思还是也没有意思的
It's just, you know, no sir, but with、this E on the end of it
Okay, no sir、yeah. 然后现在变成比较口语的就变 no Siri、
right. So this one's probably more about、somebody asks you a question like,、you know,Did you drink any wine with dinner tonight? No, siree, no, I did not. It's really not about asking you if you want something. It's probably more about, you know, did you do something?
别人问你你有没有干这个干那个。通常这个是只能跟男的用吗因为是 siree, sir.
I think probably guys say it more than girls. Yeah, no siree, no siree, Bob.
No Siri, Bob. 你刚说别人问你 Did you do something? 然后你如果说没有，你可以 No Siri. 但如果一个人 If someone offers you a drink, 然后你比如你要开车的，就是说你可以说 No Siri.
No Siri, I am driving tonight.
也可以的。
Sure.
好的。OK, 那我们接下来再来看一组呢，我觉得是都是把 No 和一些时间或者概率 probability 的 词混在一起的。比如我同样在问你Adam, you should totally go out with this girl. She's perfect for you. You're going to really dig her.
And then Jenny shows me a picture, and then I would say, not in a million years. Not in a million years.
Not in a million years.
Right.
所以 a million 就是一百万、对吗？那 a million years, 一百万年。但如果一个人跟你说 not in a million years.、
Yeah. So we could wait a million years, and we would still...Be waiting.
就是永远不会发生、
right.
对不对那这个呢它也是一个固定的说法 It's a fixed expression、
right.
所以你不能把这个 a million 改成什么 Not in 10 years Not in 100 years
Not in 10 years But after 10 years I will be very lonely So
对所以就是其实它固定的说法就是 Not in a million years、
yep.
对吧 Not in a million years 然后另外一个呢觉得好玩是和我们中国有关的。
yeah, so what does China have a lot of?
People.
Does have a lot of people. Besides people.
Tea.
It does have a lot of tea.
中国有很多的茶叶。
So we do have this very old saying that is not for all the tea in China.
就全中国的茶都给我。
Right.
我也还是说 no.
Right.
是这个意思吧。
That's the one, yeah.
所以一般这个就是别人让你做一件你很不情愿就你绝对不会做的事儿你可以说 not for all the tea in China.
Well, it's kind of like the last one, right? It's just...
not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Forget about it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Not for all the tea in China.
Right.
好那我们今天呢讲了很多no 不同的说法、alternatives to the word no 最后呢 let's end with something really fun and interesting
okay
这个说法是 it's a very British expression、and it is
not on your Nelly
rightio
or not on your Nelly so if you have any British friends you can make them laugh I'm sure
对它这个起源好像也是40年代好像那边英国有一本书还是什么的就我们起源也不去深究了反正对我觉得就是 This is something only your British friends would get
Right
是吧你跟一个美国人说 Not on your Nelly
On your Nelly
like,、
huh?
What? 对但是呢我们今天其他说的所有的这个 list 里面是很通用的不管是美国人英国人澳洲人都会懂的、对吧希望你喜欢我们今天的节目啊然后我们今天推送里面呢你不仅可以看到所有我们说的这些文本我们也会列出来你在哪些不同的情况底下可以使用这些 no 的说法 So Adam which one is your favorite? Which one do you use the most?
Probably no way Jose
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, nope. It's probably nope.
Yeah, nope for me too. And I use nah.
Nah, it's probably, yeah. I don't even think when I'm using it. Right?
是的，是的。Nah. 那大家今天在这个 no 的 list 里面，平时常用哪个呢？最喜欢哪个呢？哪个你最搞不清呢？ Which of these confuses you the most? Let us know in today's comment section. 你要留言的话呢，同样也是到我们公众号开言英语，找到今天的这篇推送。那你就要在公众号的菜单回复 no。就可以看到啦但是我们希望你学英语的这个 attitude 这个态度是 yes 那开言英语除了有我们双语脱口秀呢还有每天更新的全英语课程然后包括我们每周的微信直播课有很多不懂的东西直播课视频直播都可以实时 real time 的来问我 Adam Spencer 和 Diana 只要你是开言的会员呢就可以免费参与在我们公众号升级账户也是最优惠最方便的一个途径学习一年只要629元好 we hope you've enjoyed today's show and we'll see you next time
bye guys
再见